Jody Jenkins, the golf guy on the Golf Radio Network, and we thank you for locking it in. Once again, a reminder to check out our website, jjthegolfguy.com, proudly brought to you by OSM Networks. Our guest at this time, someone who is no stranger to the show. In fact, the last time we heard from her was a couple years ago. She was involved in Big Break on the Golf Channel, all part of the Ladies Edition, which was being held at the Kingsmill Resort in Virginia. And we welcome the Canadian part of that show, Jan Dowling. How you doing, Jan?
Good, thanks, Jody. Good to be back.
Yes, it is good to have you back. Tell our listeners a little bit that might not be familiar with you. Let's go back to prior to Big Break, and then we'll get you to move into Big Break and how that came about, and then we'll move into what you're actually doing now and what the future holds for Jan Dowling.
Sure, yeah. I guess prior to the Big Break, I was playing on the Futures Tour, which is the equivalent to the Nationwide Tour for the ladies. I was based out of Dallas, Texas, and worked down there over the winters, and then basically traveled around in my Ford Focus, where I think I probably ended up putting over 100,000 kilometers on my car.
Wow.
By the end of my 3 years of playing. So a lot of fun, great experience, and obviously one of the highlights that came out of it was playing on the Big Break 3, so that was a lot of fun. So I got chosen to be on the Big Break 3 through an interview that I did on the Futures Tour at a site in Illinois, I believe. So just a bunch of my friends thought it'd be pretty hilarious to just go out and try it, and for some reason they needed a token Canadian, and I got to go on it, and it was a blast. It was a good experience. So.
And you know what, Jan? Not too many Canadians have actually been on that show. In fact, I think you can count all of them on one hand.
Yeah, I think that Shelby was in the one before mine in Vegas. He was from somewhere in Alberta, and myself, and I'm not sure if there's been any others.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure either. The eventual winner of the Ladies Edition of Big Break on the Golf Channel was Danielle Amy, and, you know, she might be listening right now, she might not be, but are you a better golfer than her, Jan?
Jody, probably not right now. I haven't touched a club in a couple of months, so she'd probably beat me right now, but it's a funny game. I think I probably had some more experience than her playing on that, playing on the show. I think I had more experience, and, you know, I was at a pretty high level, probably the highest level that I had been playing at, and it was unfortunate that I think I got into the playoff situation that I did, but, you know, it was still a lot of fun, and that was the way that game went, so... definitely don't think the best player always comes out of that show, but, you know, the best player doesn't always win the PGA Tour or the LPGA Tour either, so...
Yeah, on any given day, any player can win, typically.
Right. That's the beauty of the game, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, a couple weeks ago we interviewed a young lady who's on the Futures Tour now, her name Tina Miller. I don't know if you're familiar with her or not. And
yeah.
Your name actually came up because she thought that you were actually going to win that edition of Big Break. We were talking about Big Break and the ladies and how the LPGA can get more attention in women's golf in general. So that should make you feel good.
Yeah. I don't know her personally, but I know her name from playing that tour. So.
Excellent. Jan Dowling, formerly of Big Break, the Ladies Edition, which was held at Kingsmill Resort in Virginia. What did you think of that course?
I liked it. We didn't really get to play it very much. I didn't get to play the championship course.
Yeah.
Once we got eliminated, we had to stay on site, which was fine by me, and we ended up playing. There's two or three other 18s there.
Yeah.
We played the other ones, and they were phenomenal, but it was too bad because of the site where they have the LPGA Tour, and used to have the PGA Tour, it was closed for reconstruction, so I didn't get to play the championship course, but the other two were a lot of fun as well. So.
All three of those courses are fantastic facilities and great tracks. I know our show and a bunch of our co-hosts have actually had the opportunity to go down and play all three, so
it's very
interesting, and we feel privileged to say that we played at the same place that Jan Dowling did. That's big
Come
for
on.
Us. That's huge. On. Okay, let's stay with Big Break for a couple more minutes, the reunion show. Do you feel snubbed that you're not on it?
No. I enjoyed my experience. I don't know if I would have been able to leave. I started a new job in late July, and I don't know whether I would have been able to take that time off, but... I think just watching the show, the first two, the preview and the first one, it's going to be very entertaining. I think they tried to bring in a lot of a lot of drama, queens and kings. So I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or not. I guess I didn't make for good TV, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'll definitely be watching the new show. I think there's going to be a lot of dramatic experiences. So.
Now, you mentioned drama, Jen, and you also mentioned kings and queens, and I don't think it's any secret that, especially in women's golf, and we asked Tina Miller this a couple weeks ago. She was one of our guests about the level of women that are kind of playing up their attractive qualities. Do you see this as an issue? Is this the only way to get attention on the LPGA or any of those women's tours right now? Does it seem to be going in that direction?
Yes and no. If you look at, you kind of compare tennis and, I think Sharapova and, I mean, she's a great talent, but I definitely think it creates more interest. The Big Break 3, obviously, it's a made-for-TV reality show, so they want good-looking people on the show. They'd be dumb not to, I think. Hopefully that doesn't take away from their talent, because a lot of those girls that are there this week, that Brianne Vega, I've played with her quite a bit. She's very talented. Valeria is very talented. Cindy Miller is very talented. They're all very talented young ladies, and that shouldn't take away from anything. In fact, I guess it enhances their package from a marketing standpoint. So hopefully it won't ever come to the point where it diminishes their ability. But you got to play well, and especially if you're going to get to the LPGA Tour. The other girls on the LPGA Tour don't care what you look like.
Our guest, Jen Dowling, she's joining us on the Jody Jenkins The Golf Guy program. And Jen, of course, a Canadian who was part of the Big Break Ladies Edition on the Golf Channel. And you mentioned earlier your new job. She is now coaching at Kent State for women's golf, I believe. Tell us a little bit about how this came around.
Well, I went to school at Kent State and played on the women's golf team. We were the inaugural group that graduated in 2002, which was an absolute thrill. I absolutely loved my time here, and coaching's always been something that was in the back of my mind forever. And once I decided not to play golf anymore, this opportunity came up to come back to my alma mater and start coaching, and it's been awesome. It's a great atmosphere. I'm working with a bunch of great young ladies. Working under three of the best coaches in the country and learning a ton. So I'm having the time of my life, and feel pretty lucky that it's all kind of worked out. I've been able to play and do my thing there, and it didn't work out the way I wanted to at the time, but this has been pretty awesome. So,
how are the ladies on the team responding to you, Jen?
I'm pretty new, and they've worked with Mike Morrow, the head coach, for quite a while, so I'm kind of slowly, figuring out their games first, because I don't want to give them some obscure advice. But I think we responded quite well. They're a great group of young ladies. They're willing to learn, and they're very talented too. We've got Kira Meissner, a fellow Canadian that represented Team Canada at the World Ams this year, and we've got two Irish girls, one representing Great Britain and Ireland at the first cup this year. So there's some great talent, and I'm learning some stuff from them as well, so they're great.
And of course, Kent State, where you are now coaching, a little bit of a direct tie to one of our local boys here in the Quinte area in eastern Ontario, John Mills. And you know Johnny, don't you?
I do. We went to school together for 3 years. Well, we were both at Kent State. He's a great guy. He's doing well. He's on the nationwide tour this year, and he would probably say a frustrating year on the PGA Tour, but a great experience nonetheless, and I wish him all the best. He's an awesome guy and an awesome player as well. So,
way to suck up to him. Our guest is Jen Dowling. You might remember her from Big Break on the Golf Channel a couple of years ago. And Jen, you're coaching now at Kent State. What about picking the clubs up and playing professionally or competing again? Is that an option?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I was reading a quote today, actually, in Golf World, and I forget who it was, but in order to be a good teacher, you've got to remain in the game and remember how hard it is sometimes. So I'm going to play. I'm joining the PGA of America, so I'll probably be playing some Northern Ohio PGA events, possibly some Canadian Tour, CN Canadian Tour events, if my schedule permits. But the summer's a pretty big time for recruiting, so that'll be my first priority. But if I have a week or two here and there, I'll try and tee it up a couple times and try and win a few bucks. But we'll see. That'll be fun.
And final question, who's your favorite player on the PGA?
On the PGA Tour?
Yeah.
Ben Curtis.
You all, I think I remember you saying that last time. Does he even play anymore?
Kent State alma mater.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
Yeah, he's awesome. I mean, I love watching Tiger. I love watching Ernie Els swing, except he just switched to Callaway, which is annoying.
And, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. Surprising. And Sergio, because he's hot. And I don't know. I just like watching good golf. So,
how do you figure that Sergio is hot?
How is he? He's Spanish.
Jan, thanks for joining us on the program. We wish you all the best, and have fun coaching, and maybe come up to Canada sometime and play with us.
Well, I would love to. Thanks, Jody. Thanks for having me.
Pinnacle Music Studios is Southeastern Ontario's authorized Yamaha piano dealer. We carry the finest crafted instruments from digital pianos to the world-renowned Yamaha grand pianos. So whether you're a concert-level artist needing a large grand piano or a beginner just starting out, we have a Yamaha instrument to meet your needs and your budget. With over a century of piano manufacturing experience and innovation, Yamaha pianos are the premier choice of concert venues, music schools, professional musicians, and music enthusiasts around the world. Play a Yamaha today at Pinnacle Music Studios, downtown Belleville.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell who's winning.
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza, because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on, unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.